This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 5th, 2020. Here are the hits and takes comments from today. Last night, VolQ officially launched for trading on the CME. You can track it on the CME website. As of last night, there were no trades to track, however. VolQ is acclaimed by NASDAQ and CME Group as a better measure of the index option market, specifically anticipated future up or down moves for the NASDAQ 100 or NDX. The volatility alternative to the VIX is more complementary than Challenger, giving traders a second volatility product to trade and one that helps with the popular NASDAQ 100 index. VolQ uses at-the-money options to calculate implied volatility, whereas VIX uses lots of out-of-the-money options. The VolQ landing page at NASDAQ is www.nasdaq.com/VOLQ. Signature Bank announced the pricing of subordinated notes, which would not normally be big news, but this time it is. The notes were the first Ameribor-linked debt offering. There are trillions of dollars linked to LIBOR, but with this offering, we have Ameribor-linked debt for the first time. Congratulations to the American Financial Exchange and Dr. Richard Sandor for this achievement. It took Doc Sandor eating a lot of barbecue all across the U.S. to get to this point and this offering. Deutsche Börse Group premiered their new image film on Friday. Between the new branding of Eurex and now this, they've been doing a nice job of marketing across the board. Check out their Twitter homepage for a version of the video. Matt Lyle, on behalf of the Global Digital Asset and Cryptocurrency Association, the Global DCA, respectfully disagreed with my opinion concerning the impetus behind the creation of cryptocurrency. He said, "We would like to make the following points to counter your opinion. The primary purpose of cryptocurrency is not to facilitate money laundering, but, among other things, prevent governments from hyperinflating currencies and provide a payment mechanism that solves the double spend issue through a distributed ledger. Digital assets and cryptocurrencies provide payment mechanisms that do not need intermediaries like banks, which reduces the overall cost or tax of using the system. 2 billion of the 7 billion global inhabitants are unbanked or underbanked, and this results in higher costs when making payments and a tremendous lack of credit. It is hard for the first world to comprehend this fundamental disadvantage. However, think about what it takes for a domestic worker to send remittance payments back home without having a bank account. The person gets charged for cashing their paycheck and then gets charged for sending a portion of that paycheck back to Guatemala or Timbuktu. These charges can run as high as 10% of the total amount. However, if you and the recipient have a cell phone, internet, and electronic wallet, you can convert the cash paycheck into cryptocurrency and send payment instantaneously almost anywhere. In fact, it's already feasible to pay your workers without involving a bank. Fiat currencies are controlled by governments, and some governments use controls to benefit the political elite and their cronies while harming their citizens. Cryptocurrencies provide an alternative system free from political controls. Every transaction that occurs on the major blockchains can be seen on a publicly accessible database. In fact, it is this transparency that is one of the fundamental benefits of blockchain-based finance. Yes, the money launderers can disguise their wallet addresses. However, if a company complies with BSA or FATF requirements, the risk of money laundering is highly mitigated and, in fact, the same as the risks inherent with established payment systems. The biggest issue with respect to digital assets and cryptocurrencies is the ambiguity inherent in the regulatory environment, and there are serious questions whether certain participants have legal requirements or accountability to their counterparties. A lack of enforceable standards is quite an impediment to developing a stable, efficient system. I would bring your attention to the nascent initiative aimed at addressing these issues. The Global DCA has been founded to guide the evolution of the new technology within a regulatory framework designed to build public trust, foster market integrity, and maximize economic opportunity for all participants by devising standards and consensus-based solutions that address the major challenges facing the industry. Unquote. Also, the Global DCA is formally launching itself next Friday, October 9th, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at a virtually hosted event featuring several leaders in a burgeoning digital asset and cryptocurrency marketplace. I shared a more complete version of my theory with Matt Lyle and the Global DCA leaders and have yet to hear a formal reply. When I was a kid, I used to regularly read Reader's Digest. One of my favorite pages was Laughter is the Best Medicine. Today, in that spirit, the New York Times has an article titled Laughter May Be Effective Medicine for These Trying Times. I concur. The great Bob Gibson, one of the fiercest baseball pitchers ever, has died at the age of 84. Gibson played for the St. Louis Cardinals and was a Hall of Fame member who won 2 Cy Young Awards and threw 56 career shutouts. Sarah Rudolph of JLN had this to share this morning. Reminder, registration for FIA Expo V, for virtual, is open. Expo takes place this year from November 10th to 12th and includes keynote addresses, one-on-one interviews with exchange leaders, the Innovators Pavilion FinTech Showcase, and a virtual trade show. You can go to the John Lothian newsletter at johnlothiannews.com for more info and to register. Matt Rabel of JLN shared this. In our cryptocurrency section today, we have multiple reports from The Block about digital asset trading volume. According to the reports, decentralized, or DEX, exchanges made up about 13.9% of all trading volume in the cryptocurrency markets in September. One article says that cryptocurrency exchanges collectively facilitated $169 billion worth of trades, while $23.5 billion worth of digital assets were traded on DEX exchanges. Of course, it's always a good idea to consider these reports with a big ol' grain of salt. Look for this week's The Spread video at johnlothiannews.com. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the World Federation of Exchanges. Exchanges around the world ring the bell all week for financial literacy in 2020. The World Federation of Exchanges initiative draws record support. Exchanges around the world have united to promote financial literacy and boost financial inclusion, ringing the bell in multiple countries on multiple days all week during World Investor Week 2020. The World Federation of Exchanges, the Global Industry Group for Exchanges and CCPs, is supporting the International Organization of Securities Commissions, IOSCO, WIW 2020, which runs from the 5th of October to the 11th of October 2020. WIW is a week-long global campaign to raise awareness about the importance of investor education and protection and promote financial literacy. The New York Times has a story about our favorite Georgia senator up for re-election. How Kelly Loeffler went from Atlanta elite to Trump loyalist. Senator Loeffler, one of the richest people in Congress, has transformed herself from political moderate to, quote, more conservative than Attila the Hun, unquote. Kelly Loeffler is not just a United States senator and a successful businesswoman. She is also one of the social doyens of Buckhead, the Atlanta neighborhood of the wealthy and aspiring rich, where she has often thrown open the gates of her $10.5 million European-style manse known as Descant for charity fundraisers. The FT has a story titled JP Morgan Opens UK Apprenticeship Scheme to Aspiring Investment Bankers. On-the-job training program includes funding to complete a degree in applied finance. JP Morgan is hiring the UK's first investment banking apprentices, applying the on-the-job training methodology previously reserved for hairdressing and car mechanics to roles in the capital markets and deal-making teams. NPR reports Pope Francis laments failures of market capitalism in blueprint for post-COVID world. Pope Francis has presented his blueprint for a post-COVID-19 world, covering a vast number of issues from fraternity and income inequality to immigration and social injustice. The document, released Sunday, is his third encyclical, the most authoritative form of papal teaching. Its title is Fratelli Tutti, and it's a scathing description of laissez-faire capitalism and a mediation on the coronavirus pandemic that has swept across the world. The Chicago Tribune reports billionaire Ken Griffin drops extra $26.7 million against Pritzker's graduated rate income tax amendment proposal. His total stands at more than $46.7 million. Ken Griffin, the billionaire founder and CEO of the Chicago-based Citadel hedge fund and investment firm, put another $26.7 million into the campaign against billionaire Democratic Governor J.P. Pritzker's ballot proposal to shift the state from a flat-rate income tax to a graduated tax with rates that increase with income. Griffin's latest investment, he now has given $46.75 million to the approximately $48.1 million that has been received by the coalition to stop the proposed tax hike amendment in August. Griffin gave more than $20 million. The IFM has an advertisement in today's JLN promoting DC FinTech Week 2020. See today's JLN for the ad and the link to register. Here are the top three most read stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Bloomberg's The Stock Trading Revolution, How Robinhood and Its Rivals Are Changing the Markets. Second was the Financial Times, U.S. regulators step up battle with spoofing about the heavy fine on J.P. Morgan Chase. Third was another Financial Times story, U.S. charges Bitcoin exchange founders over money laundering. Here are your MarketsWiki stats of the day. As of this morning, the site has 189,433,237 pages viewed, with 24,442 pages on the site and 226,190 edits. If you like our podcast, please subscribe and leave a comment. Your subscription and comments will help this podcast grow and help our company prosper. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.